Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit...
Welcome, welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Living Scripture, a program designed to bring the Word of God, the Bible, to our daily life. I am Murenike, and with me today in the studio is Pastor Charles, my co-presenter. Today's Living Scriptures is about what God wished for you, not your own negative wish about yourself, or not what unfriendly faces wishes for you. God's wish for you above all things. What is that? In 3 John verse 2, the scripture says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." A mighty prophet once lived in Israel. His name was Elijah. After a great exploit of faith, where he proved that Jehovah is the Lord, he had called down fire to accept the sacrifice he presented to God. He also instructed all the false prophets of Baal to be killed. My dear listeners, do you know that after this encounter, due to threat from a woman, this great man of God soon slides into depression and wishes to die? Well, I've got good news for you today. Does not matter what you have been wishing yourself or what others wish for you, today we present to you God's wishes for you. So once again, God's wish for you above all things.
Happy Sunday, my dear listeners. I'm going to repeat that verse of scripture for emphasis sake. 3 John verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Above all things means above all things. God's wish is for you to have good wishes above all things. What God wishes for you are three types of prosperity according to this scripture. I'm going to share with you the first type, which is physical prosperity. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty, you might be rich." This is not a prosperity gospel here, but a gospel that makes you prosper. In other words, Our redemption from sin by the blood of Jesus Christ is not complete if we are still poor, hungry folks, without hope, without good food, without good clothing, and a warm home. The fact that you don't know this truth is the devil's happiness. That you have purity, though it's not synonymous to poverty. Now that you know, my dear listeners, God wants you to prosper financially and physically. Secondly, the second type of prosperity here is prosperity of your health. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." So God's plan for you is to be healed from every sickness. I mean every sickness. Every plague or disease in your body. God wants you healed first, and then he wishes for you to continue to live in health. 3 John verse 2 says again, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper." God's wish for you above all things.
God's wish for you above all things. And I'm going to pause once again to remind us of our monthly healing and deliverance service at Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. We start the service by 10 a.m. in the morning, and we aim to finish at 12 noon. We trust God for your healing. We trust God for deliverance. If that's what you're believing God for, join us this coming Sunday. I believe the Lord will do you good in Jesus' name. Amen. God's wish for us above all things. Let's look at this testimony. And this was a real life testimony. A lady attended our healing services in April 2019. Having suffered with pains from arthritis for some time, God's servant, Pastor Charles, while praying for her, has got to replace the worn-out cartilage and to heal her of the long-term pains. Within minutes of praying with her, the pains disappeared, and she was running again, twisting and moving her joints, the things she could not do before coming into the service. My dear friends, these and many more are what we are trusting God for you to come and, enjoy as you join us for our upcoming healing and deliverance service. God's wish for you above all things.
Welcome back. 3 John verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. So the third type of prosperity is the prosperity for your soul, or spiritual prosperity. Don't forget the first one is physical prosperity or financial prosperity. The second one is prosperity for your health. He doesn't want you to live in sickness. But then there is this best and the third dimension of prosperity, which is the prosperity of your soul or spiritual prosperity. Is it possible for your soul to be poor? Oh, yes, it is. That's why Jesus had to preach the gospel to the poor in Luke chapter 4, verse 8. If you are still living in sin, even though you have all the physical convenience of life, your soul is poor. If you wish to be free from sin and yet finding it difficult to do so, your soul is poor. If you feel dirty for your past shameful and sinful lifestyle, it is an indication that you need this prosperity for your soul, of the soul. This prosperity comes with washing. It comes with cleansing. It comes with the purification of your soul or your heart by the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for you. All you need to do is to accept the blood as your means of atonement, and that this blood was shed for your justification and for your cleansing. And you become rich spiritually. Yes, rich spiritually. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 says, In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of his grace. My dear friends. And that's why, always, we never like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become rich spiritually. Coming out of the poverty of the spirit, becoming a son and a daughter of God, you are yet to be one. John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 says, As many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. If you like to take this bold, significant decision today, kindly bow down your heads, put your hand to your chest, and take this confession of faith with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart and I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always. In Jesus' name. Amen.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ at gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony. And you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.